you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 20th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. President Joe Biden surveyed California's storm damage by air and on the ground yesterday. He got a firsthand glimpse of the destruction nine atmospheric river-caused storms have left this month. Biden had a message for Californians.
We're cautiously optimistic that the worst part is behind. The waters recede, but we'll see the full extent of the damage to the homes, the businesses, and the farms and ranches. And we now we know some of the destruction is going to take years to fully recover and rebuild. But we got to not just rebuild, we got to rebuild better.
Biden said he told California Governor Gavin Newsom that the federal government would do whatever's necessary for the recovery. He cited his signing of a major disaster declaration and putting more than 500 FEMA employees on the ground. FEMA's administrator says it's hard to quote a total dollar amount of the damage across the state, but initial estimates are in the hundreds of millions of dollars. A team of experts with Caltrans say the 50-foot deep sinkhole in Chatsworth that swallowed two cars during last week's storms could take weeks, even longer, to repair. Michael Como with Caltrans District 7 says the sinkhole exposed underground utility lines and drains that need to be repaired.
We can't really do a significant amount of work at this time until those telephone lines and fiber optic cables are moved.
Additionally, the crew is assessing a half-century-old drain pipe got plugged with rocks and mud from the storm that failed and may have caused the sinkhole. A state lawmaker has introduced a bill that would extend unemployment benefits to undocumented California workers. KPCC's Leslie Beristain-Rojas has the details.
California workers who don't have legal immigration status or work permits are barred from unemployment benefits, even if they pay taxes. Senator Maria Elena Durazo's bill would let these people apply for unemployment if they lose their job, like many did during the pandemic shutdown.
No había nada.
That's Cesar, a day laborer from Highland Park. He says during the shutdown, there was nothing. His construction and gardening work dried up. We're not using his last name due to his immigration status.
Nos atrasamos en la renta.
Cesar says he and his wife fell behind on rent and even had to go to a food bank. It was difficult, he says, more so because unlike workers with legal status, he couldn't collect unemployment. The bill's backers say it could expand unemployment benefits to more than a million immigrant workers. Governor Newsom vetoed a similar bill last year. He cited its cost as one reason. I'm Leslie Beristain-Rojas.
Google's parent company Alphabet is cutting about 12,000 jobs from its global workforce. Google reportedly employs about 2,000 people in the Los Angeles area at four different locations. We're talking the Westside Pavilion, the Binocular Building, Spruce Goose office, and an office in Beverly Hills. The company's announcement comes as many companies scale back pandemic-era expansions, including Microsoft, which recently announced it's cutting 10,000 jobs. California will close nearly 100 COVID-19 testing and treatment sites more than a month earlier than expected. CalMatters health reporter Kristen Wong has the details.
So the sites that the California Department of Public Health has identified for early shutdown are now operating below 50% capacity, and broad demand for COVID testing has dropped sharply. And at the same time, Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed drastically cutting the state's COVID-19 response budget. So while some health departments like Los Angeles County will be able to keep their sites open with their own funding, many counties like Fresno and Madera have confirmed that all of their state-run testing centers are shutting down, which means that people seeking testing and treatment will have to lean a lot more heavily on community-based clinics and private testing options.
That's CalMatters' Kristen Wong. In the city and county of L.A., policies to help tenants avoid evictions during the pandemic are scheduled to go away after January 31st. Before that happens, L.A. City Council is considering new rules to keep renters housed. KPCC's housing reporter David Wagner has those details.
LA City Council is meeting today to vote on a host of new renter protections. The proposals include new limits on eviction for nearly 400,000 households and rules allowing tenants to fall behind by about a month's worth of rent before facing eviction. Renter advocates say without these safeguards, the end of COVID regulations next month could lead to a spike in evictions and homelessness.
According to U.S. Census data, more than 220,000 L.A. area households are still behind on their rent. The L.A. area has some of the longest-lasting renter protections in the country. It's been 6 months since California rolled out its new 988 mental health hotline. Amanda Seitz covers health care policy for the Associated Press and says it appears to be performing better than the 10-digit number that preceded it.
It's a bit bittersweet. The line has been very successful in that more people are calling. It's received nearly 2 million calls in the first 6 months alone. But obviously that means that a lot of people are struggling.
Sherry Sinwalski is with the D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Services in Los Angeles, one of 13 call centers in California. She says calls have risen 26% since the new number was implemented.
If you average all of our calls out together, our calls are usually maybe 13 to 15 minutes each. But again, that's just definitely an average. Many callers stay on the line much longer than that. And some people might just be calling to ask a question and it could be much shorter.
If you or someone you know is in distress and needs to speak with a counselor, you can text or call 988. You can also chat with someone online using 988lifeline.org. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.